A recent Gallup poll found that while most health providers recommend adults get 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night, folks in the United States currently average 6.8 hours of sleep at night. Odds are, you could use a nap. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. People nap for different reasons. For some, it is to make up for lost sleep. For some, it is in preparation of sleep loss, and for others, it can be just for enjoyment. However, evidence is mounting that sleep, even a nap, appears to enhance information processing and learning. New experiments by the National Institute of Mental Health show that a midday snooze reverses information overload. The National Sleep Foundation suggests two optimum nap times. The first is the quintessential cat or power nap of 20 minutes. Naps of that length keep you in the lightest stage of non-REM sleep, making it easier for you to get up and go after your snooze session, with improved alertness, enhanced performance, and a better mood. A nap of 30 to 60 minutes will leave you feeling groggy, but if you have time to lie down for 90 minutes, your body should have time to make it through one complete sleep cycle, so you'll wake up feeling refreshed. The 90-minute nap also has the added bonus of boosting memory and creativity. Be careful, though. A 2015 study of college students' napping habits found that those who frequently took long naps between 6 and 9 p.m. had poorer overall sleep quality, probably because their late naps interfered with their nighttime sleep. For more information on this and other health issues, visit krcu.org.